Thank you, Kim. We're very excited at KTLO this morning to have Senator John Bozeman with us. Senator Bozeman is Arkansas' senior United States Senator, running for his third consecutive term. Senator Bozeman serves as the ranking member of the Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry, also serves on the Committee on Appropriations and the Committee on Environment and Public Works. In addition to other committee work, Senator Bozeman also serves as one of six congressional regents on the Smithsonian Institute's Board of Regents, which governs and administers the organization. A fifth-generation Arkansan, Senator Bozeman studied at the University of Arkansas before entering optometry school. Upon completion, Senator Bozeman went into private practice in Northwest Arkansas, owning and operating a small business and navigating the world of health care, which might be more challenging than the United States Congress. Senator Bozeman, welcome to Mountain Home.
Well, thank you so much for having me. As always, it's just a pleasure to be here. And as you mentioned, health care is important, and it is good to have the background where you actually have seen patients, understand health care. It's so very important, trying to make it such that we're reducing the out-of-pocket expense of patients.
I can see Baxter Regional Medical Center right outside the window here.
Well, we're so blessed, and I've gotten to know the administrator very, very well. We had, a terrible time during COVID. Nobody did a better job, and we can be so very proud of the medical system here in the community. That's one of the first things people look at as far as quality of life,
Do they have
health care and schools? The school system here is as good as any in the state, and that's a real blessing. But it didn't just happen. A lot of hard work from lots of people, and so we're really grateful for them.
Speaking of schools, you were at ASU Mountain Home earlier this morning.
I was. I got to see the technical, component of that, and it's so exciting. You're taking young people, really people of all ages, and making it such that you give them the skills, the ability, not to just make a wage, but a living wage, a very good wage. And then two, making it such that our companies around here, and we've got many that are growing and thriving, but you got to have a workforce. And so the partnership that I saw there, the companies working with the school, contributing equipment, contributing expertise, it really is amazing. It's a great model. Mm-hmm. And the good news is we're seeing a lot of this all over the state. These are, these things aren't glamorous, but this is what changes Arkansas. It's a big deal.
You've backed legislation to invest in conservation work in Arkansas, the Wildlife and Habitat Preservation Bill. Man, I'm struggling this morning. I need more coffee. Hey, tell us, how can this benefit Arkansas?
Well, what it will give is more dollars to the state, Game and Fish, others. What we're trying to do is we have endangered species. What we want to do is make it such that species don't become endangered. And so we'll be working hard to provide them the habitat that they need. And again, always respecting property rights and things like that. Nobody's more concerned about that than I am. But it's just, we'll give the agency more money to work with to do a better job. And they do a good job, but their resources are limited. So it's something that we're really excited about. We're working very, very hard to get that passed through Congress. We passed it out of committee a week or so ago. So we're moving in the right direction, but I know that there's tremendous support for it in the state. And like I say, we're going to get it done.
The first was agriculture, then tourism. Tourism is key to North Central Arkansas.
It is, and people don't realize, how important tourism is. I mentioned agriculture. It's 25% of the economy. Mm-hmm. You get outside of any town of any size, it is probably 85 or 90%. So it's all about rural America. But tourism is right in there with it. And we're so blessed. I get to drive around the state and all over the place all the time. But we've got such a variety. And certainly this is one of the most beautiful parts of our state, but one of the most beautiful parts of our country.
Oh, I could spend all morning talking about this part of the world.
You're exactly
two
right.
Two lakes, three rivers, one beautiful
all
life.
Of
they've
the
said
amenities
it for years.
And again, I could too. Mm-hmm. And also, I could just get a lawn chair someplace and just sit and just look at all of it.
And go sit and watch the river.
You're exactly right.
We all saw the report this week in the rise of inflation. I saw a stat from the Bureau of Labor and Statistics that the average American is spending $327 more per month to purchase the same goods and services compared to this time last year. You take into account the housing market, automobile prices, fuel costs. Then you add the cost of food right now. We have always had our challenges, but we're struggling right now.
We are struggling. Arkansans are having trouble paying their bills as a result of this. 8.5% announced yesterday. We're in a situation, I think, I know, our listeners know that it's actually much higher than that. We don't do a good job of measuring inflation, measuring the things that you actually use to compute that 8.5%. It's much higher. It's a crisis. And rarely do you have a crisis where there's some obvious things that we need to do. And one of them is, a lot of this is fuel cost. Energy is, it just affects everything. It affects the electricity bill. It affects trucking. It affects all of the different things. It affects gasoline in your tank. The list goes on and on. And in rural America, there's so much traveling. There's a lot of people that work here in town that live out and this and that. So as a result, we're blessed with energy. We've got geothermal energy. We've got wind. We've got solar. We've got a lot of oil and gas. We've got coal. We need to use all of our resources, produce that. That drives the cost down. The idea that we're begging Venezuela and Saudi Arabia to produce more is absolutely crazy. Not only does that wealth go to their countries, but they don't do it in near the environmentally sensitive way that we do it. We're a leader in producing energy, again, doing it in an environmentally sensitive way. So we need to drill more. We're getting more, and I hope we had a vote the other day in Congress to cut Russia off. Right now, we're getting about 10% of our oil from Russia, if you can imagine. We get more oil from Russia than we're allowed to drill in Alaska. That's crazy. As soon as President Biden was in office, he did a bunch of executive orders, canceled the Keystone XL pipeline. Mm-hmm. That pipeline, the pipe was made in Little Rock, lost a lot of jobs there, but we would have that energy flowing now, again, that would help with the price. So these are just common sense solutions. The other thing is agriculture. Food prices are 37% higher, tremendous increase. We've got a lot of land that is being set aside in conservation. That's not a bad thing at all. On the other hand, a lot of it is usable, and we need to allow our farmers to go ahead and produce there till we get through this very difficult time. Ukraine and Russia, Russia and Ukraine produce 18% of the entire world's corn supply, about 30% of the wheat supply, about 80% of the safflower oil that we use in baking, and the list just goes on and on.
And we haven't even seen the effects of
that
yet.
We haven't seen the effects of that at all. So the United States is blessed. We've got farmers that do a tremendous job, safest, cheapest food supply of any place in the world. We need to allow them to step up, not only to help our consumers, but also to help the world.
In that regard, later this month, you'll begin work on the Farm Bill.
We will, and we're very excited about that. We'll start having hearings. As I said earlier, this is all about rural America. We've lost a lot of our manufacturing in rural America. Farming is all that's left. We've got 75 counties. I think 55 of them actually lost population. And so we have to put the safety nets, make it such that the farmers can go to the bank and borrow the money they need to stay in business. And that's really what the Farm Bill is all about.
Speaking of population, we also have representatives from our Mountain Home Chamber of Commerce with us here
today.
Yeah,
they do a great job. We're so proud of them.
I know you're meeting with Mayor Hillary Adams after this visit later this morning. Local business owners, healthcare providers across our community are struggling to find employees. People want to move here to work, but with the housing shortage, there's no place to live. What advice do you give our local leaders to address the challenges of both workforce and housing shortages?
Well, this is a tremendous problem. As I go around the state, the two things that I'm hearing now are inflation, for sure, and then labor. It doesn't matter if you're in the biggest city in Arkansas or the smallest. Labor is a huge issue. So I think you do things like being at the vocational aspect of the community college, doing a tremendous job, helping people get trained. But it's difficult. It's just simply hard to get people to work. And so we're going to have to address that problem. But it is a huge problem.
Where did they all go? That's the big question. Where did everyone go?
Yeah, under President Trump, before the pandemic, we had the best economy in 50 years, really best economy ever. I mean, things were booming.
Unemployment,
labor was an issue, but not like now. And it doesn't matter what entity, some of the best paying jobs. I was with the people that the railroads, and they need 500 engineers. And those are, you need a high school education to do that. They train you. Those are very, very good jobs. And they can't fill the slots.
Railroad jobs help build Cotter, Arkansas, right down in the White River.
You're exactly right. And again, a lot of this stuff is not glamorous, but this is the underpinning of the country. So it doesn't matter what the job is or where it is. It's just a huge problem. So we're going to have to address that. And but I do know for sure that, that the jobs that are out there many times, factories are such that they're so automated, the labor force is a different labor force than it used to be.
Let's end on a tough question. I found out last night you played football for the University of Arkansas. What position did you play?
Yeah, I was an offensive tackle. I was the left tackle. I've got two claims at Arkansas. The quarterback, well, my offensive line coach was a guy named Joe Gibbs, who went on
to
win.
I've heard of him before.
Yeah, he went on to win many, many Super Bowls.
As a Cowboys fan, I've heard of him several times.
I am a Cowboys fan also. But I think myself and two or three others frustrated him so much that he decided to get out of college football and go to the pros. And if he were here, he'd nod his head in that regard. He's a wonderful person. He had a tremendous impact on me. Last time I saw him, I get to see him periodically. Every time I see him as he leaves, he just looks at me and says, "John, do the right thing." Mm-hmm. And we work really hard to do that, you know, to take the Arkansas values and conservative principles that I learned in Fort Smith, you know, that part of the state, the same things that are being taught here, you know, in Mountain Home, in this region. Again, that's really what it's all about.
Alabama's coming to town the end of September. You got that date circled on your calendar? This is the year, Senator.
I hope and pray.
Thanks for coming to Mountain Home. Thanks for spending time at KTLO.
Thank you so much, and we appreciate you and appreciate the long legacy here that we're so, so very proud of.
Thank you so much.